I brought my bell, and it's down in the purse with everything else. I apologize. What I've done is, when there's a witch, there's a way. Ding-a-ling, ding-a-ling, ding-a-ling. Okay. A prayer and then a pledge of allegiance. Here's the prayer. I will fly. I know barbed wire, thumbtacks, bear halls. I've seen the white walls of slavery, and I can transform them too. Each thing examined regains beauty. I will fly into color itself, red as the fiery robes of huge women, blue as the veins in her breasts, green as her hair trailing on the sea, purple as her most sacred self. I will fly like a plant flies, invisible in small seed pods, born on the friendly goddess wind, touching endless possibilities, someday deciding where to land, where to sprout, knowing I'll fly again. I'll be rich weighted by 100 flying women, gold flashes from their caring, and as they fly by my window, wearing images of the goddess next to their skin. I'll fly in a rising mist of desire. I'll touch the smoke, taste the wet air, fly above, fly below, infinite acrobats. I will fly, fly in dreams, fly working, break out of the shadow, flying, skywrite letters and invocations, fly lonely as purple dipping sun, or fly in crowds of beautiful women, or drift clinging to the long dress of the mother herself. I'll see as I fly, my eyes will fly. I am simple and splendid in flight. Like all natural things, a simple miracle, a woman in flight. Thanks to Jenny Yates. Our Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the earth and to the flora, fauna, and human life that it supports. One planet, indivisible, with safe air, water, and soil, economic justice, equal rights, and peace for all. Thanks to the Women's Environment and Development Organization of the Women's Foreign Policy Council. Thank you. I do got some. Welcome to Las Vegas. Welcome to Nevada and this conference. I look forward to many of you visiting the temple also. The temple is a product of the gift economy. It's a gift to all that go to visit it. It was the greatest gift for me. Living the gift economy is very unique. When I was young, I always liked to, when I had nothing to do on Saturday, I'd go to the shopping areas and help the old women or the old men carry their groceries home. And people say, and I wouldn't take money. I didn't do it for tips. And people say, well, why are you doing that? What's in it for you? And the great thing being associated with the gift economy is they don't ask that. It has been so wonderful living the gift economy. We at the temple, there's no membership, there's no dues. We don't pass the hat because we don't wear one. And we don't have a donation box. And people will say, you know, well, what if I want to donate? Well, if you want to give a gift, that's fine. Because it's also important, it's an important gift to give others of receiving. So when people offer me anything, I never say no. Even if I don't have a use for it, I know I'll find somebody who does. And this way, it's almost like the gift that keeps giving. If we deny some of those things, it's like all the gifts that the goddess or the creator has given us. To deny it would be like denying what our mother wants to give us. I could do weddings, trysting, hand fasting, legal weddings, and we would do all the rites of passage, and I also would give lessons, instructions, and there was never any charge for any of those things. And some of my colleagues or acquaintances in the area or from other places would say, oh, you've got to charge for that, or people won't appreciate it. And, you know, the answer is like, well, as soon as you put a fee on it, that's all it's worth. And so you can't charge for anything like that. And they say, well, for instructions, you have to charge them because they have to make a commitment. And it's a little over a ride, an hour ride from here to the temple. And anybody who's going to drive that distance has made a commitment. There is also a guest house there. And it sleeps about 12 people in beds. And it has all the conveniences, the kitchen, etc. And women from all over come and visit. And that's also a gift to the women. There's no charge for that. There's no fee. So it is kind of confusing for me coming back into the city to try and get back into, I got to pay for everything. But most of the things that I have been gifts from people visiting throughout. I would always, when people come to visit, if they weren't going to stay, I always serve tea and chocolate. That's what witches do. That's how you know. It has been a wonderful experience over all these years, and the hundreds of women that I have met from all over, and how not only they appreciate the gift economy, but practice it also. Just want to pass one little thing on that I learned from somebody. No matter what your budget is, you can figure out a few dollars extra a week that you can carry around with you. I started this practice a while ago, and I use it for people who I see begging out in the street, the homeless. And so I have X amount of dollars that I can give to, so that when somebody comes up and is begging, you don't have to say no. You know, just this, a couple dollars here or a dollar there. And I learned this from a woman who was practicing the gift economy also. And I think it's a really great thing because you don't feel like you're being used, but you've got this special, this little extra that you got special for somebody who needs it. And I'd like to encourage people to do that. I will tell you real quick about how I got to be at the temple. When I moved to Las Vegas, I didn't know where I was going to live or what I was going to do. So I was doing a radio show for a while, but I wanted to move outside of the city. I wanted to be in the desert. And so there was a full moon, 1993, it was on Samhain, which is our special day. And it also was on a Sunday that the clocks got turned back. So it was a 25-hour day, full moon, and Samhain. Three things. So I wrapped myself in a white sheet and went out under the moon and told the goddess, I want to live this life. I was coming out of the closet, the broom closet. And I want to be in this community and live it 25 hours a day. A year to the day is when I took over at the Goddess Temple. So, you know, we have the power to do things, put out that energy, and we can make changes. I want to just read a little quote from Sojourner Truth. She was speaking at the National Women's Suffrage Convention in 1852, and she said, if the first woman God ever made was strong enough to turn the world upside down all alone, these together ought to be able to turn it back and get it right side up again. And now they is asking to do it, and the men, you better let them. And we have many crones, and don't forget the power of the crones, and banishing poverty, banishing some of the war. I'll be around for questions. I'm sorry that I'm not sure if I've clearly explained how the gift economy worked at the temple. And so I'll answer any questions that you have later. Thank you very much.